This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. There's this huge viral video right now. Chris Cantwell, Mark, both with me. I'm Ian here tonight. You guys both brought this in tonight as something to talk about, so definitely something we need to discuss. This viral video of a woman walking around the streets of, was it New York City?
It looks like it.
New York City. So she's allegedly being harassed by men on the streets, and we can get into that here in a moment. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, of course, about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we get the chance, I got the latest John Cantley video as well, another one. Not the one where he's walking around as a news reporter, but one of the ones where he's in his orange shirt, allegedly being held captive by ISIS and reading into a teleprompter, into a camera. So he's back. That's the one that we haven't aired yet. We can do that, too, later on tonight. Plus, the police cracking down on Femin in France. You may recall Femin. They make headlines around the world for their topless protests that frequently result in violence from the police. There's that in the news and more. So your calls and thoughts are welcome. We start things out here with Crash Gordon on the Skype line here. Skype, by the way, you can Skype us at lrn.fm. Crash, you're calling from Illinois.
Howdy. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple quick points about warrant canaries that you guys were discussing a couple weeks ago.
Can you tell our audience what a warrant canary is before you do that?
A warrant canary is a statement that some organization will make to the effect that they have not been contacted by the government and required to give out information about their customers, their friends, their relationships, and so forth. So that in the event that they get one of these national security letters that forbids them to talk about the national security letter, they just stop saying that they haven't received one, and that way people will know that they've received one.
It's like a code to let people know that they have received a national security letter.
Well, it could be a code. It could also just be something as simple as having a statement on the bottom of your website that says we have not received a contact or request by the federal government and then removing that.
But that's essentially spycraft. What is that, a drop or something like that? I mean, it's very similar. It's applying spycraft to everyday life.
I like the idea.
Yeah, it's a fine idea, but I feel like it'll be circumvented either way. Like the feds will find some way to call removing speech, and so therefore, you know, they'll charge you with whatever crime they will charge you with for violating the national security letter. Nonetheless, what were your thoughts you wanted to share about it?
Well, you kind of touched on both of them there. The first one is that a warrant canary doesn't. The discussion last time kind of devolved into what sort of secret handshake Free Talk Live could use if they were going to implement a warrant canary, like having Barry Manilow for the bumpers or the return of Manwich or something like that. And the first point I wanted to make is that you already made is that a warrant canary doesn't really have to be a secret handshake. The idea of it is that it's a public statement. So it could just be, you know, a 2-second thing at the top of every hour saying, hey, we haven't been contacted by the feds. Something like that.
Let me go on record right now that if I am ever in a situation where I have a gag order and my warrant canary is going to be that I promote some feminist group.
All right. So the second point I wanted to make is kind of a combination of a challenge and perhaps a conspiracy theory, and that is that after the discussion and the suggestion from listeners that Free Talk Live might want to implement a warrant canary, the fact that you haven't might indicate that you've already received one of these national security letters.
Do you think for a second I could stop Ian Freeman from telling the world that he has little dreams, nocturnal emissions, about receiving a national security letter. And I can assure you that this man would, the first thing that he'd do is wait till 7:06 p.m. so he could flip on the microphones and said, ladies and gentlemen, I have received a national security letter. There's no way to stop him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that Free Talk Live would necessarily need a Warren Canary because I think it would be just too hard to keep Ian quiet.
I don't think you could. I don't think I would even try. It's not even. It's not. It would be not authentically Ian.
Okay, so Ian, have you received a national security letter?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, that's a Warren Canary for today, then. That's all I got.
All right, hey, thanks, Crash, for the call.
He'll keep on trying, though. Don't worry, guys.
Man. I don't know. I mean, the federal government's a pretty big gang, and they do some pretty awful things to people. I can't say for sure how I would feel about that, because that'd be a pretty serious threat, and I would want to have legal representation in line before I did anything like that.
Okay, so you're saying whether you would do it the day that you got it?
Yeah, I would probably not have enough time to get legal representation on board.
Do you think you would do it within 2 weeks of receiving
it? We'll just get Dana Nolan to challenge jurisdiction on it.
That's an inside joke, Chris Cantwell. We can't do that on the radio. You're talking about some of the folks who are advocates.
Sovereign citizen friends of mine.
Sovereign citizen stuff. I feel like I would want to be pretty cautious with that one, Mark. I mean, I understand that. I appreciate where you're
coming
from.
I'm really surprised. I can't believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. That is not the Ian Freeman that I believe that I have worked with for 12 years.
I'm kind of glad to hear it, though. I'm glad to see some self-preservation on Ian's part.
Well, you never seen me go up against the feds, right? So you don't know how I would behave in that case. I mean, I don't want to end up in, wherever they're keeping Bradley Manning. That doesn't sound like fun to me. They're not going to put me in the Keene Spiritual Retreat over this one.
Nope, they're not.
No.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There's a viral video that is going all around the Facebooks and elsewhere on the Internet. Honestly, I haven't watched it yet, but it sounds like the two of you guys have.
I'm furious.
And Chris Cantwell, you wrote an article about it at ChristopherCantwell.com.
I sure did.
It was very upsetting to you. It's being shared quite a bit. Mark, you brought it in to talk about tonight, but you said it's not worth playing on the air, which was a surprise to me. Is that because the audio is bad?
The truth of the matter is it wasn't worth playing on YouTube. It wasn't worth recording. It was complete nonsense.
No, that was Cantwell's advisement. I wouldn't make that claim. I wanted you to watch it, and we didn't get a chance for you to do that. So, but
what is it? We could do it.
It's a video. They rig up a situation where there's a guy who walks in front of this woman. This is New York City. People are walking all the time. Seeing a person walking in front of another person is not suspicious in any way. So a backpack's rigged up to sort of videotape this woman.
I see. So in a way that's not obvious.
So you can see what's going on to her and behind her.
Okay.
She's carrying audio.
Is she attractive?
She's a very attractive woman.
Okay.
She is
wearing very tight clothes.
She is wearing pretty tight clothes, but I mean, she's got the boom boom in it, right? Like, there's nothing she could do to not look this way shy of a burqa.
She could wear a winter coat. I mean, it looked a little warm out for that, but I mean, you know, she's got assets, right? I mean, she's very well endowed in front and back.
The guy walking next to her is wearing a wife beater, one of those A-type shirts, so I don't know what the temperature is. It's cool out today, but this was probably taken, a month or two
ago.
What
is the name of the video?
Just search YouTube for street harassment video if you want to see it. It should be the first result. That's the name of the channel that it's on and the video itself.
Okay, so this is a push. This is a political movement.
It's a radical feminist outlet.
10 hours of walking in NYC as a woman.
Ten hours.
And this is, first off,
but the video is 2 minutes.
It's biased as it could be. Right. So this is important. There's 600 minutes in 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get more than 2 minutes. And it isn't 2 minutes. It's about a minute and a half, because there's some video of them sort of strapping on the camera. And then there's some stuff at the end where they say, hey, send us money because we're going to stop this kind of harassment. And I've got to say, this is an excellent video. This is well produced. And you are moved emotionally by what occurs in it. The person who edited this did a fine job. Consider that they edited 600 hours, excuse me, 600 minutes of video down to a minute and a half worth of what they're calling harassment.
And what they got in that minute and a half was a bunch of people saying, hello, beautiful. How's you? How are you doing? Have a nice evening.
Yeah. God bless you. There's a lot of God bless yous, which I thought was really sort of weird. No, I don't
know.
Were
there any explicit call outs about her breast size or booty or anything like that?
Not a single one. And
there was one guy, and what I could see is the only white guy that I could tell in this is he goes, nice. And the way he says it, it is abrupt. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Nice.
Right.
It's not like I've never done something like that either.
I want to know what was moving about this to you, Mark. You said it was a moving video. We'll come back with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today's October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. Again, that number is 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we will see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember the phone number. Again, it's 313-444-3463. Again, that number is 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about anything that you would like to discuss here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're talking about this video that has been all over the place, and I just watched during the break there, and what you guys were talking about earlier, this Hollaback group. We can talk more about what that is and what they allegedly stand for here in a moment. That has come out with a video. It's less than 2 minutes long, so it's easy for people to watch.
Yep,
and
consumable.
It's allegedly from the source from 10 hours of recording a woman walking on the streets of New York City. And, you know, ostensibly what people said to her in the process of her walking around.
Men. There wasn't a single woman involved in this,
well,
besides her.
At the very least, they didn't include any females saying anything to her in the video. And so I'm going to go through some of this video. It really isn't worth playing on the air because there's a lot of street noise, I guess.
This is about our NPR.
One of the nice things about this video is that it is closed captioned. So everything that is allegedly said is shown on screen as well as spoken. So I'm just going to play some of this here. And so how are you doing today? I guess not good. Smile, someone says to her. What's up, beautiful? Have a good day. Another, this is several cuts already. Hey, what's up, girl? How are you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you for being beautiful. You should say thank you more. For real? God bless you, mommy. M-A-M-I. Damn. Hey, baby. Hey, beautiful. How are you this morning? And have a nice evening. So we're now about halfway through the video here, and the allegation is that this is harassment.
The horrors that these American women have to suffer through, right? Like, all these guys want to talk to me. It's miserable.
This isn't American women's problem, and that's what they want to frame this as. This is a prop. This is beauty privilege, that's going on here. This fat, ugly women have different problems than what this lady has. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that we don't all have problems. We absolutely all have problems. If we're talking about street harassment, I'd like to talk about the street harassment I deal with whenever I go to cities, and even in the city of
Keene. What do you deal with?
I'm dealing with people asking me for money all the time.
Hmm.
What's the difference? They come up to me. Could I feel threatened because somebody that I don't know that looks like they don't have much to lose is asking me for money?
Well,
you're darn right I can
feel
threatened.
They're not asking you for money. They're just complimenting your wealth.
Well, often what they'll try to do is they'll try to strike up a conversation. It's pretty obvious what these guys are about, right? Like, these guys are spinning the lotto wheel of evolution, seeing if they're going to hit the jackpot. And they might as
hoping
well...
hoping to stop her and have her talk to them.
Yeah,
right?
that's what it comes down to. And if you were walking around the street and somebody says, hey, step over here, win $10,000 by spinning the wheel, no charge, you might spin the wheel. And that's all that's going on here. They're just spinning the wheel. They've got a 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000 chance of this working. I've seen this work, and that's the problem. Is I've seen guys manage to...
Why is that a problem?
Well, because it's a problem for every other woman.
It's not a problem for women. I'm sorry. They need to stop crying about this, and I really get annoyed by it. It's like, oh, all these guys want to screw me. I'm sick of hearing people complain about this. They wish that this was my biggest problem, right?
Well,
it's not a problem, but they want to whine about it because this is how good their lives are now, right? Well, that their big problem is that people want to talk to them on the street, and they want to pass a law to stop people from doing it. It's disgusting.
I suspect you're right. I suspect there's a law being passed, but consider for a second that too much of a good thing is a bad thing. Like, puppies are great to play with for 15 minutes. When you're when you have to live in the same house with 100 of them, you're ready to kill a puppy. This is what it's come down to. Yes, when you don't get much attention, if the few times that I've been harangued on the street by a woman, and I've been probably harangued as many times by a woman as I have by a man, for sexual purposes, the few times that it's happened to me, I just kind of chuckle and go along my way. That's cute.
I'll take a compliment. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I'll go in the alley with them.
I don't care if it's a guy saying that he likes my butt or whatever.
But that's three
but
men
I'm a
talking.
Please. It's different.
That's three men talking. You don't have the chance of a venereal disease the same same way. You don't have the chance of pregnancy.
What does
VD
have anything to do with this?
If I hook up with some random girl who invites me into an alley, I probably stand a pretty good chance of getting an STD.
Yeah, which you deserve.
Indeed, you do.
You know.
What I'm saying is that it doesn't seem like as much of a wonderful compliment to a beautiful woman who gets these things mm-hmm. in the course of 10 hours gets 100 of them. Like, consider it's not as delightful. And that's all I'm saying here is that, but, you know, the...
Oh, woe is me. I mean, being a beautiful woman comes with a lot of perks.
It does.
I mean, you can go into a bar and have people buy you drinks. You can, you know, people are waiting
oftentimes
on you.
Oftentimes you can go into a bar. Consider that beautiful women are more likely to get into the nicest clubs out there. They're going to get bumped to the front of the
That's
line
true.
And all that stuff,
they
too.
They get privilege in a lot of different areas. It's easier to get a job as a beautiful woman.
Sure.
It's easier to get promoted as a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Oh, you know, yeah, there's some downsides to it. One of the downsides is that people treat you like you're a beautiful woman, and they say things, apparently, when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
This is the price that you pay for getting all the benefits.
Yeah, for going to a bar and not paying for a single drink over the course of the evening and getting all the attention that you want when you want it. And the thing is, look, what I said in the article was, that, you know, what this woman is complaining about, now she's an actor, she's being a miserable person in this video on purpose, right? Like,
okay.
She's always walking around scowling and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, if a woman's walking down the street and a man who appeals to her says something to her, she's going to stop off and talk to him and be, you know, and make a thing out of it, right? The problem with the complaint here is that these men are not up to their standards, right? They're complaining they don't want to criminalize, you know, flirting with a woman because they certainly don't want to be put in a position where they have to be vulnerable and approach men, right, and risk getting rejected themselves. They don't want that to happen. What they want is to be able to point their finger at any man who talks to them and snap their fingers and have them locked in a cage.
Right. This is about shut up, is what it comes down to. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a freedom of speech issue, and I don't like what you're saying to me. And I get why if somebody feels hassled. I don't want to use the term harassed, because this is not harassed by a legal definition.
No, not even close. I mean, the definition of harassment, as I understand it, and it may be different in New York, but at least the New Hampshire statutes, that's where we're doing the show from, criminal harassment has to do with being told to stop. So if I keep contacting you, Chris Cantwell, and you get sick and tired of hearing from me, well, that Ian Freeman, he really is annoying, and I've got better things to do than constantly take his phone calls and tell him, no, I don't want to have sex with him, that would be harassment.
That was private matter. We shouldn't be putting that out on the air.
if you told me to stop, and then I continued, if you made it in no uncertain terms that I was to stop contacting you, stop calling you,
right,
and then I were to continue to do what you've asked me to not do, that, as I understand it, is the definition of criminal harassment.
Yeah. So in New York, it is a little bit different. What they're talking about on this video does not meet criminal standard for harassment in New York.
That's why they would need a new law.
I was arrested for harassment in New York after hanging up on somebody a dozen times. I was accused of harassing
someone who was calling me.
Yes, exactly. So I was arrested for this. I ended up beating the case, but this actually happened. And so New York, you know, is a little bit crazier than New Hampshire, but not quite as crazy as these people want it to be. And they are absolutely pushing legislation to make this illegal.
I want to hear more about that legislation here in a moment. Plus, we'll give you some more of the quotes from the video. We're only about 40 seconds through what is a less than 2-minute video. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Are you a lady, and are you offended? Do you feel like this is harassment and it needs to stop? Would love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, what is Holla Back? This is the group that's behind the video that has been going big on YouTube. It's called 10 Hours of Walking in New York City as a Woman. It's about 9.4 million views at this point. It was uploaded yesterday, so it's going very, very well for them as far as views and is concerned on this. The allegation is that walking down the street as a woman in New York City results in people saying nice things to you and maybe a couple of creepy guys walking by you. That's what we see in this 2-minute long video that was sourced from 10 full hours of source video of them walking around with this lady wearing, what do they call this, a crew neck?
Yeah, she's got a crew neck t-shirt and jeans, but you can see that these are it's a very tight-fitting outfit. Yeah, it's absolutely designed to show off her breasts and her butt, and it's an intentional thing because she wants video of guys trying to talk to her. And out of 10 hours, they get, hi, how you doing? Hello, beautiful. And somehow, that's worthy of 9 million views on YouTube, and that's what it's just... man-hating feminist is trying to demonize men over absolutely nothing, and it's nauseating to me.
See, I think that I can see why women many times are going to empathize with this woman's situation. Mm. Like, they're going to be getting a lot of attention, especially the more attractive, the more attention they get. But certainly, I think most people have got some kind of accosting on the street at some point if you spend enough time on the street. So, costing me
especially if you're walking past millions of people in New York City.
I think everybody gets unwanted attention on the street. So that's kind of what I'm seeing here. And I can see why you don't want that particular attention. That's fine. But really, what's the solution to it? And is the solution to ban people from saying good morning? God bless you.
That's what these people would have happen.
I'll give you a few more examples of what was said here in a moment. But first, free coffee for you.
Everybody needs to just calm down with a delicious cup of coffee.
Coffee doesn't help me calm down.
It's really
this
not.
This doesn't even make any sense.
Well, shade-grown coffee has isn't as strong in, as far as caffeine goes, so it might be helpful in that realm, at least less so. Less acerbic in that realm. 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You can go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. And we'll use the proceeds that are sent back to us, designated for microloans, to give microloans to people around the world who are dealing with a lot bigger problems than people hollering at them on the street, by helping them get a hand up in life. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So she's walking down the street. It's 10 hours of video. The video's been cut down to a minute 56. We'll give you some more quotes. Damn, says someone to her. Damn. Hi, beautiful, says another. Sexy American Eagle, which is the brand that she's wearing. Hello, good morning, says a guy. God bless you. Have a good day, all right? And then apparently the same guy actually walks next to her for about 5 minutes,
yeah,
according to the video.
There's two guys in the video who follow her for a little while, and I'd say that that's definitely out of line. But at the same time, she's not doing anything to try to get rid of them either. Mm-hmm. She's not saying, hey, leave me alone, I'm not interested. She's purposely being silent and ignoring them, you know, and I don't know what impression these guys are getting. I mean, I think I have the social skills to realize that this woman's not interested and leave her alone at that point. But, you know, maybe these guys are Asby. I don't know.
And, well, it looks like a conflict of domination, sort of. I'm going to get this woman to say hello to me. I'm going to get her to say something. You know, hello, get out of here, kiss my butt, or something. And that's a domination conversation. And I'm not saying it's not had by men, and I'm not saying it's not had by women. I'm just saying that this is kind of, like, what are they trying to, what I feel I'm being shown in this video is that women are dealing with a lot of harassment. The rest of you people suck. And the fact is that I deal with harassment on the streets all the time. It may not be sexual. Usually it's about, hey, can I get some money? But why is that somehow
this
better or worse?
This isn't sexual either. I mean, there's not a sexual statement basically made from what I've seen so far. Calling someone beautiful isn't a statement about sex.
I'll go ahead and acknowledge your certain connotations. There's the one guy who walks by her and is like, nice, you know, and he's staring at her boobs when he does it. There's the guy that goes, damn, you know, and he's saying that he's, you know, amazed by her.
It's reckless eyeballing, right?
Yeah, it's reckless eyeballing.
You can certainly extrapolate from those comments that, yes, those men would like to have sex with this woman, but you could also presume that about most of the men who have said something to her while she's walking down the street. But that doesn't mean that saying damn is a sexual comment. That doesn't mean that saying damn is sexual harassment.
Well,
they were saying something about, like, hey, I want to do-do-do your breasts or something.
Motorboat your chest,
I mean, then that would be a little bit more, you know, that would be a little more definite about whether that was sexual harassment. And they're not saying it was sexual harassment. Right, they're saying this is street harassment.
That's what they're saying in the video. Street harassment. If you look,
the website
goes into it's all sexual harassment. And, you know, this really ill-defined term that, you know, now saying hello, good morning, beautiful, God bless you, have a nice day is now sexual harassment. And that's the connotation that they're trying to make. And it's not uncommon, right? I mean, you see this with all of these feminist outlets, all of these, even the Kathy Reisenwitzes of the world, the ones who try to pass themselves off as feminist libertarians. They do this all the time. They try to turn everything into sexual harassment and some kind of a gender issue, and it's nauseating.
You know, I got to say that this feels like sexual harassment to me. It's not harassment.
Isn't sexual harassment
sense
an unwanted sexual advance?
I think these are sexual advances. That's the way I see
saying
them.
Saying good morning, beautiful, God bless you. How
you doing? How you doing? Good.
Well, I want to know how many.
This one, the one that you're looking at right now, he says, I just saw $1,000.
I love that.
I think that that's, you know,
damn, girl.
I could argue that that's a little demeaning. Like, you know, hey, I could sell you for $1,000. I mean, that's kind of nasty.
I didn't even know what it meant. I mean, I thought it was just clever.
Well, he's out there. He's out there in like this, like, like purple pimp suit too.
He's a pimp?
You know,
okay.
And he's out there like, so oh, mommy, I could sell you, you know, like that.
Suggesting that she's a $1,000 hooker. Okay.
And I wouldn't pay $1,000 to sleep with the woman, but you know, I mean,
I don't have
some guys have more money.
My wife isn't going to give me $1,000 to sleep with her, so it doesn't really matter. I think that this,
if you think this is sexual harassment, you're essentially toting their line.
I don't think, okay, so I think it's sexual harassment, but I don't know what you do about it, right? So, and okay, harassment.
You say, leave me alone.
You do nothing.
She didn't say that once.
And she didn't say anything on purpose. She did nothing to try to get these guys to leave her alone.
Silent.
And most of it was just as she passed by, right? Most of it wasn't even, you know, like I said, there's two guys in here who followed her. I think that was out of line. I think she should have turned around and said, hey, leave me alone.
Yep.
You know, stand up for yourself. If you want to empower women, maybe you should tell them to do that instead of trying to pass legislation. Punish guys for thinking that you're nice to look at. But, you know, that's...
And ultimately, that's what it seemed like the one guy was doing. There's the two guys. The first one, simply, he says one thing to her in the very beginning, and then he just walks with her for 5 minutes. At least that's what they show. Maybe he said other things, but they didn't show that.
Yeah, I think they would have included it if he was talking. Because,
it's creepy, no doubt. And I think that he was doing that because, you know, he liked what he saw. He wanted to keep looking rather than to just have her pass him by, and she gave him no indication that that was a problem. You know?
Well, I think that not speaking to him is plenty indication that she's not interested.
And she was walking around the entire video. You see she has this scowl on her face. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, anybody, like, honestly, like, she's a very attractive woman, but,
not when she's yelling.
To see her looking like that, she just looks like a stuck-up, when in doubt, leave it out. but she's just terrible. I wouldn't want to be this woman's friend. And the funny thing is, too, when I posted my article, a couple of guys posted screenshots of the comments on her Facebook profile, right? So she's on Facebook. I linked to her Facebook profile in my article. And when she posts it, she says, this shot in the beginning made me look unattractive, right? And then her friends are commenting underneath it, oh, there's nothing that could make you look unattractive. You're so beautiful. And now it's
fine.
Okay.
It's fine when
because
it's from
people
she
supportive
knows.
And it's, you know.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Daniel. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You are on the air. Go.
Hey, so I was talking with my girlfriend about this last night, and she lived in New York City for like 6 years. She's been out of college and basically grad school and everything. So she had lots to say about this.
I want to hear more in a moment. Hang on, Daniel. We'll bring you back. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'll also give you the remaining 30 seconds of the video and what things are said to this lady as she's walking around over 10 hours in New York City. It's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz, kid. You know what's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know what's there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Is this Hollaback Group, as they are calling themselves? Their website, ihollaback.org. Are they on to something here? Are women in danger of being complimented on the streets of New York and elsewhere?
No, they're certainly going to run into some compliments, whether or not we consider it a danger. That's the I guess that's the question at hand.
Right, that's what they're saying here. This is harassment.
The words on their website are literally, this is a gateway crime that something's
happening. Gateway to what? Rape?
Yeah, that ridiculous. Opens the door for other gender-based violence. And they say catcalling, street harassment is a gateway crime to other gender-based violence. They're calling this violence, basically, is what they're doing.
I don't have women complimenting me on the streets, but I have had gay men compliment me, and it doesn't bother me in the least. I appreciate a compliment. I don't care who it comes from.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I've gotten harangued by a couple of gay guys, and, you know.
I don't call it haranguing.
Is that? I don't know if that's like a negative connotation.
Hey,
right?
Sugar.
You know, like accosted or whatever. You know, somebody approach you and talk to you, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily have a problem with it, you know. I'm like, not my thing, pal.
Well, Daniel,
when I brush my teeth, but
Daniel's on the line in California. He talked about this to his girlfriend just recently, and I guess she lived in New York. Did you say it was for 6 years, Daniel?
Yeah, at least 6 years, and for 6 years at school.
And I presume she's an attractive lady.
Well, she played
You're a fool
basketball.
Now. If you
well, oh no, you screwed up, man. He said,
"Oh
well,
too many people talking over top of one another." Say again, there, Daniel.
Okay, well, I said she played basketball for Columbia. She was tall and athletic, and if she went, okay. You know, jogging through the neighborhood, you know, she would attract...
she gets attention.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, I mean, she was obviously, she was like a pretty confident and physically capable young lady, and any sort of possible physical altercation that came her way, she was as prepared to deal with it as you could be. But what she told me was that the reason she didn't like responding to the unwanted attention was that in the back of her mind, she thought, you know, is today the day that I'm the one who gets the attention of the wrong person and I trigger him and escalate him and I'm the one who gets dragged into the alley and stabbed and raped or whatever.
Uh-oh, triggered.
And obviously that's an extreme outcome. But I mean, she's a social worker and she's seen enough horror stories of crap like that. I mean, for her, those are real things. Those aren't just, you know, scenes out of movies or whatever. And I think that's an interesting point, because, I mean, me walking down the street, if I think someone's following me, like, I turn around and look them dead in the eye and let them know I know that they're there, and, you know, anytime they want to do something, I'm prepared for it or as prepared for it as I can be.
Well, there's an argument to be made that if somebody
that kind
is...
of threat, you know?
Yeah, there's an argument to be made that if somebody's saying something to you on the street that you don't like or you feel is threatening, to ignore them is probably better than to engage them. I mean, I can see that argument at the same time as I can see the argument that, you know, if somebody's bothering you, you need to let them know that they're bothering you. But I would say it's one thing to just be walking and passing by someone who says something. There's no reason to turn and talk to everybody that says something to you
on
the streets.
Yeah.
But if there's that guy who's walking next to you and continues to talk to you, then that would seem to be an appropriate time to say to somebody, hey, look, man, I'm just trying to go to work.
Or even with, you know, if you pass by somebody on the street who pays you a compliment, you don't want to stick around to talk to them. I mean, it's, you know, a thank you would probably make that guy's day.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm really glad
that
you appreciate my tight clothes.
What I see in that video is losers with nothing to do in a big city where they have a degree of anonymity, and they're surrounded by busy people who do have something to do. And for them, it's like they're going fishing for some human interaction or some human attention.
Sure. I agree with that completely.
And I see deadbeat, hassling people with something better to do.
I disagree a little bit, because I don't think there's anything showing us that these people are losers or have nothing going for themselves.
They're sitting on the sidewalk.
Well, a lot of them are walking down the street. They might be on their way to go do something that if she turned around and talked to them, they'd be like, wow, I never thought you'd say anything. I don't have time. Take my number. I'll talk to you later, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't know
I'm sure that person you just imagined is out there, but I think you're kidding yourself if you think that, like, on a typical day in Manhattan or whatever, like, everybody who's just hanging around the street approaching random strangers seeking conversation is, you know, on their way in between board meetings or whatever. Like,
well, you know what? I mean, I lived in Brooklyn, dude. I mean, I waited for trains and stuff. And, you know, yeah, I try to talk to women. And sometimes I'd say, hey, how you doing? And they'd keep on moving. And I'm like, oh, well, you're stuck under my breath.
She singled you out for lack of attention, or she just had something better to do and she's not interested in whatever it is you're trying to get going on.
You know, I think it's like when
that doesn't mean he's a loser, though.
When somebody tries to talk to you, I mean, it's a certain common courtesy to respond to them. And I understand if they're just that busy.
Well,
I don't think
don't
most of these
respond.
Women are.
They don't know how to respond. No one knows how to respond.
I think
no
I don't. Look, it's not a debt that I can collect on, but I think it's a common courtesy, right? Does anybody owe me a common courtesy? No, I don't pay.
If a fish doesn't bite your hook, does he owe you a wink and a nod or something? I mean, you're fishing.
Well, again,
get over it.
It's not as if it's a debt that I can collect on, but I do think it's a common courtesy, right?
Yeah,
if somebody says hello to me on the street, I stop and I ask them what's up. There's guys. I walk around Keene right now, just exercising and playing Ingress, and like there's been guys who, you know, I have headphones in, and I see guys just like looking at me and trying to say something. I take my headphones out and I say, what do you want? And I say, could you spare a couple of dollars? And I say, no. And I put my headphones in and I keep on walking.
Okay.
Do I owe these guys that?
No,
I don't owe anybody anything. But, you know, it's like, hey, somebody's trying to talk to me. Maybe there's a reason. You know,
I've never not said thank you when someone said something nice to me. Thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate the feedback tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But then
I will walk right past somebody on the street that's talking to me, because I don't, like, what are you talking to me about on the street? And now,
could be them saying hello, how are you?
Who cares? cares? I've got nothing to talk to you
about.
Well,
that's the attitude that I think is uncommon around here, Mark, and it shows that you're from not around here.
Wait. I'm not talking about Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, you're not
talking
about Keene.
Manhattan. We're talking about a video from Manhattan. And when I go
to
Manhattan,
Why is it different? They don't know me.
They've got nothing
they
for me.
They don't know you in Keene, New Hampshire necessarily either.
I agree with him that it's different in Manhattan, right? If you're walking around New York City, you know, it is, especially if you get into some of the better areas, which I think he's walking through on purpose in this video, right? And so, you know, somebody, you know, if I'm a white guy walking through Harlem and some shady guy is like, hey, come here for a minute, I'm probably not going to do it, right? I'm not there, you know, back when I used to buy drugs there, I might have, I'd be like,
but
what
he
do
wasn't
you got?
Being specific. Mark wasn't being specific about what the people would be saying. He was just saying he would ignore people on the streets in general. Now, you didn't mean Keene, but it sounded like you were talking about everywhere. So you're saying you would only ignore them in big cities? Is that right? Because if somebody says hello to me on the streets in a big city, I'm going to say hello back. It's a common courtesy to acknowledge another human being who's not being threatening to you. And I don't hear threats coming towards the lady in this video.
I think that many of these people enterprise on the common courtesy. That's what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying
True.
To make here, is that the chances are good if they want my attention on the streets of New York or whatever big city I'm at, and probably on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, although I feel more comfortable in my own environment, that what they're looking for is money or something that
fine.
I'm not looking
That's
to give
fine.
Them.
There's usually people handing out flyers and things like that on the streets of
yep,
New York.
But I don't have to take your flyer
No,
either.
You don't have to take the flyer, and I don't take the flyers from them, but I do politely decline. I mean, I could ignore them, but, you know, I give them the courtesy of a human response, like, okay, thanks.
If you spent a lot of time in New York, you'd probably get used to not doing that. The other thing is that there's more people begging for money than handing out flyers on the streets of New York, so mm-hmm. there are good reasons to just
ignore
them.
I get flyered more often than... Well, then again, maybe it's Manhattan. It's probably different.
Yeah, I mean, look, I lived in Brooklyn for like a year, and forget about it. it's a thing that happens, you know, and you know, there are people who will do you harm and stuff like that, that they're saying, hey, come talk to me, or, well, you know, I want to play three-card Monty or whatever.
I'm not saying you should... Stop and talk to them in an extended conversation. Actually saying what you were suggesting earlier.
Wait
Chris,
a second.
Acknowledging somebody.
Yeah. Hold on. They know their craft in many cases, mm-hmm. and the craft is to get you to stop and have the extended conversation.
Stop. You can just say thanks.
What? See ya.
I'm okay,
hi.
Thanks.
Well, what do you want? Like, I look. I
she doesn't have to stop as these guys are saying things to her in this video. She could just say thanks. As she's walking by.
In the case of the guys in the video, I have never been a voluptuous D cup, okay? Never in my life. I don't know what that's like.
I'm working that stuff off.
I do know, however, what it's like to be, you know, a white guy who looks like he might be of means or something. And in that case, you need to stop me in order to get me to take my wallet out so I can mm-hmm. give you some money. So
right.
you can apprise how much wallet money I have
sure.
in the wallet. So you can call me into a corner and knock me over my head
okay.
so that you and your friends can take everything I own
sure.
and perhaps stab me in my neck.
So don't go into a back alley.
I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Out.
Now, what I'd like to point out...
Okay.
I'm just not going to talk to them. I owe
Fine.
You nothing.
You don't owe. Yes, that's right.
You
can
be
as rude to other
I'm
humans
not
as
being
you would
rude.
Like to be rude.
You're
I think
being,
you are
rude
being rude
by trying to contact me on the streets for your own.
If
like,
somebody
look,
says hello to you
no,
on the streets,
it's
not that's
about
not
hello,
rude.
Ian. If you want money from me, say, hey, Cracker, can I get some money? You know, like, just go ahead and do it.
Not everybody's a panhandler on the streets. 855, 450 free. Some people just might be saying hello for the sake of saying hello. I understand you don't believe that happens in big cities very often. It's probably true that
I've got to say I
so
mostly
much.
Get panhandled by my wife.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.